With less than a month to go before Election Day, the race for L.A. County Supervisor to represent District 3 is heating up. Former state lawmaker Sheila Kuehl is facing former Santa Monica City Councilman and Mayor Bobby Shriver for that seat. And both candidates are starting to make their respective cases via media and advertising. And the L.A. Times editorial board has also made its endorsement in the race. Kevin Roderick of L.A. Observed has been keeping an eye on the campaign, and he's here with us right now. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, Steve.
All right. Who did the Times endorse?
Well, ordinarily, we wouldn't really care too much about who the Times endorses in local elections because it doesn't turn out to be that persuasive most of the time. But this time, it had an interesting angle, and that's because of the new publisher, Austin Buettner, who now runs the editorial board at the Times, and some details about the campaign.
All right. So, Kevin, we're waiting with bated breath. Who did they endorse?
Well, in this case, the Times endorsed Sheila Kuehl, which is interesting because in the primary, when it was Sheila Kuehl, Bobby Shriver, and John Duran, the longtime West Hollywood city councilman and mayor, the Times endorsed Duran and had some very nice things to say about Kuehl and had some very unnice things to say about Bobby Shriver. So, John Duran lost in the primary, was not included in the two that got into the runoff.
Didn't make the top two.
And the Times re-interviewed the candidates to kind of make a new endorsement. And this time, the meetings were chaired by Austin Buettner, the publisher, who had not been the publisher previously in the primary. And what's interesting about that is that Buettner is a Bobby Shriver contributor. He had contributed $1,500 to the Shriver campaign as recently as late June or July, just before he became publisher. And here he was sitting in on the editorial board meetings asking questions of Sheila Kuehl. So I think there was a bit of interest in the political world in L.A. waiting to see, well, the Times had already said that they didn't really like Bobby Shriver very much, had not endorsed Sheila Kuehl before, but they were going to have to make a decision here.
You said that a Times endorsement really doesn't matter much. The Times did endorse John Duran, and he lost badly in the race. So is that like a kiss of death?
No, not at all. The Times endorsements matter in some races and not in others. You know, if it's two candidates who the public already knows a lot about, then an endorsement by any newspaper or media outlet doesn't carry that much weight because people already have their own opinions. It's in races like judicial races, you know, these races for judgeships where no one knows anything about the candidates. But the record in endorsing in the mayor's race, in other supervisors' races, and kind of the race for governor and high-profile races, it's shown, you know, the Times endorsement does not deliver victory.
In the interest of full disclosure, I live in District 3, and there is a lot of Sheila Kuehl in my mailbox. Not so much Bobby Shriver, though. And I wonder, what is the big issue in this race? Because a lot of it when I see these items that that she sends out, talks about her time as a state assemblywoman or as a state senator.
Like in any other race, the candidates are going to talk about their experience, that they're great environmentalists, but also good for business and also good for labor, because they're both Democrats and they're both on the liberal side.
Pretty progressive, yeah.
Although Shriver does have the endorsement of local business groups, and Kuehl has more endorsements from labor. The big issue here, really, is trying to convince the voters who is the most like Zev Yaroslavsky, because he is the longtime incumbent in that district, very popular, could have run again and won again if term limits allowed him to. So I think what they're endeavoring to do is convince voters that they have the stuff, you know, to carry on the mantle of Zev Yaroslavsky, and that's what you'll be seeing.
All right, to be continued. Kevin Roderick with LA Observed. Kevin, thanks.
Thank you, Steve.